So I had a birthday this past Friday. I had a birthday. I didn't celebrate a birthday this past Friday. Really, not much went on. It was another day, but a year older. And I recognize, though, that you know what my favorite birthday is? The next one. You've probably heard expressions about how people are maybe born to do a certain thing, or and how they might be gifted in certain ways. And I was reading about a few people, and there was one who grew up and was destined, he believed, to work in the orange juice factory. But then after a period of time, it didn't work out because he couldn't concentrate. Or there was the one who wanted to be a tailor, but realized he wasn't suited for it. He was only so-so. Or maybe you can relate to the woman who decided she would be a historian, but then before too long realized that there was no future in it. No matter how you may have come to a certain role in life, for there are many, and they are different, and that is good. That is good. And we celebrate all those many tasks and roles that you have fulfilled through the years. And we reflect on this when Paul writes to the people of Corinth, and he says to them, "You are the body of Christ." There are many different layers to what he writes to them. And we want to look at those this morning. What does he mean by body? He writes about how a body consists of many parts. And he's probably just thinking of the different functions that the body has, and probably has no realization of the concept of all the cellular structure or all the things that might go on within. But does say that each part of the body has something to contribute, and each and every one is important. Now, it is also important for Paul to make a contrast, because the same image is used by Roman teachers and orators. They too have proposed that concept, that idea, that all of society within the Empire of Rome is like the human body, and each person has a different job. But the one difference Paul wants to lift up is that in the Roman society, there is the belief that some roles, some positions, some jobs have more value than others. There is certainly a status that is attributed to the people. Paul would understand this as well from the traditions of which he had come from. He is familiar with the hierarchy of his own people amongst Judaism of his day, whether it be gender or occupation, or the level of one's cleanliness, or the ability to follow the law. There was a status implied. And so Paul writes, in contrast to these images, that every single part of this body has the same status, and every single part is indispensable. And this is evident, and it is shown when the body experiences pain. It may be a physical pain, like a toothache or a headache, or a mental, psychological struggle of sadness or depression. But in each and every circumstance, it is the body that says, "I am in pain." For the pain impacts the entire body, and how the body is able to function or not. And so when the body is experiencing pain, it is necessary then for healing to take place. That the part of the body is to be attended to, it is to be cared for until each part is healthy. Each part is functioning. Because all parts of the body are used for the overall life and well-being. But Paul also makes a further distinction when he talks about the body of Christ. He does not say the body of Jesus, but the body of Christ, the body of the Messiah, the body of the King. For this is significant to all who are part of this body. For each and every part is to be dedicated then to the work of the ultimate King. Dedicated to the work of the Christ, the one anointed by God. Each and every part is to represent the King in all that is done. To take on the nature of the King, the characteristics and the attributes of the King. For it is through this King that God is creating a new kingdom. But Paul recognizes, as he writes, that we, the people, will struggle. We will struggle to fulfill our roles as part of the body of Christ. For we live in a state of sinfulness. We fail in our role to God. We fail in our roles to one another. A family was sitting around the dinner table, and before they ate, they said their family prayer. The youngest daughter then said to the parents, "Does God hear us when we pray?" Her parents assured her that yes, God did hear their prayers. As they were eating, the young girl was thinking some more and asked, "Does God hear us the rest of the time?" Her parents said, "Yes, I believe God does." So the little girl then posed this question, "Which one then does God believe?" We live in this state of tension. We live with this struggle. But when Paul says, "You are the body of Christ," it's also words of assurance. For being part of the body, we are forgiven. We are embraced. We have been released from the bondage that our sinfulness holds to us. For God deals with us in love. God deals with us according to mercy and grace. There was a Lutheran worship service taking place. I have been told that sometimes that Lutherans and their worship experiences can be rather stoic and somber. I don't believe that. But there was a new man to the community, and he came and he worshiped with them for the first time. And during the worship service, he felt moved by the Holy Spirit, and he yelled out, "Amen." The people kind of looked at him. A little bit later, again he was moved, and he sang out, "Alleluia." All the members glanced at him. Sometime later, he could not be held back, and he said, "Praise the Lord!" The person sitting next to him, "Control yourself," he was told. The man said, "I got religion." To when his neighbor said, "Well, you didn't get it here." But we celebrate our different gifts We celebrate being part of the body of Christ and the assurances that come with it, even though we are different. That is good. And so then, together, we are told by Paul to strive for even greater gifts. I know about gifts, having just celebrated a birthday. It reminded me where I was told, forget the past, you can't change it. Forget the future, you can't predict it. Forget the present, you didn't get one. But oh yes, the gifts we have received. The presents that we are in possession of. The blessings of which we have been blessed. You are the body of Christ. Strive for the greater gifts. Celebrate the love that God has given us. And as that gift of love, we are to extend to each and every one.